Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be here with you all. Greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's good to be back here. It's been a little while since I've been here. And just always enjoy coming to be with you all. Let's just pray while we're standing. Thank you, musicians. Father, we're here not to look at any man, Lord, but we're here to look to Jesus. We're here to look to Calvary, Lord, to the sacrifice that you made. We're here to look to your word, Lord, to the things that are true. Father, our entire hope and confidence, Lord, is just resting in your promises, Lord, and in your spirit, Father. We know that the letter killeth, but your spirit makes alive. So, Lord, don't let us just look to dead letter, but, Lord, by your spirit, come and quicken this book to us, Lord. Make it alive. Father, let it go and speak to every heart that's here, Lord. Open our ears to hear from you, Lord, our eyes to see you, Father. We believe, Lord, that you'll do it, because we know that you said if we'd ask anything in your name, you'd give it, Lord. We're just trusting in you, and we give you thanks, Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, Jesus. If you'd like to be seated just for a quick testimony, and then we'll stand to read some scripture. And it's been over a year since I've been here, I think. And just a year ago, I had an accident, a car accident. And it was really a scary time in our lives, but we can see the grace of God. And so I just want to give testimony to what the Lord did for us there. My little boy is here, and he's 13 months, and he's he gets around now. But about a year ago, he was just 6 weeks, and we were driving around doing some Christmas shopping and going around, and usually I drive, but my wife was driving, and I was in the back seat with the baby, and we were just going across the street, and so I actually had the baby strapped to my chest. And I don't like to tell this part of the story because I know it was irresponsible, but it's part of the story. I had him strapped to my chest instead of a car seat because we were just going across the street, and he was sleeping, and I hadn't got my seatbelt on yet. And usually I wear my seatbelt, but I hadn't. But we just pulled out of the shopping, and we're going, and our headlights weren't on. We didn't know it, but a car went to turn left in front of us, and so we hit them front to front. And you know, my baby's so fragile at that age, and I just every time before we left, we pray, Lord, watch over and keep us as we drive. But here, we hit front to front, and I didn't have a seatbelt on. I had him carry in on my chest, and I flew forward, and somehow, just by the grace of God, I got my arm up like this, and the force of that broke my humerus bone. It's the second largest bone in the body, and broke it into about 6 pieces. But that baby was fine.
Amen.
And you know, he should have been crushed, and it would have been my fault, but the grace of God spared him.
Amen.
And when I think of that, you know, my son should have been crushed, but it was his grace of God that somehow got my arm up and saved that baby. But then I think of the Son of God, as precious to me as my son is to me. Jesus was the first begotten Son of God. He was precious. But God did let him get crushed for you and for me.
Amen.
He didn't spare his own son. He spared mine.
Amen.
But his own son, he let him go to Calvary. he let him just be crushed. But that's for you and for me.
Amen.
So let's not let that be in vain. Let's not just let that be history of 2,000 years ago, but that sacrifice that was made is effective today for us.
Amen.
If we can believe and if we can receive it, that's life to us. That's overcoming power.
Amen.
That'll set the devil on his heels.
Amen.
You can have the victory because he didn't spare his son, but he gave him for us.
Amen.
And that's what this Resurrection
Amen.
Sunday is about, is that same life that was in Christ rose up again and is here today.
Amen.
Not could be, will be someday if we're good enough, but today, by the grace of God, by His Spirit,
Amen.
He is here. That life is here.
Amen.
And so we don't have to come to church all scared and nervous and beat up and torn apart, but we can come with confidence that His blood is there for us, that if we confess our sins, He'll forgive us, that He'll lead us and guide us, that we don't have to always be wondering, will I go the right way? Will I go the wrong way? If you just commit your way to God, and if you follow Him, He will lead you every step of the way.
Amen.
And so I'm so thankful for that.
Got a lot
of scriptures here this morning, so amen. Give him praise. He's been good to us.
Amen.
We have the victory today through Christ Jesus. And, it's a dark world out there, but greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's just stand together and read, if you can turn to Psalms 109 and verse 1. Just a little Bible study here.
Glory, Lord.
I didn't bring any suit code or anything. I thought I'd just kind of slip in, but then Uncle John asked me to preach, so I'm preaching at Edward's borrowed suit coat, and so it looks a little funny. Blame him. All right. Psalms 109, verse 1 and 2 says, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue." And while you're standing, Matthew 26, 59.
Lord.
All right. Matthew 26, 59. And they have the scriptures here as well. It says, "Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At last came two false witnesses and said, 'This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.' And the high priest arose and said unto them, 'Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee?' But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, 'I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.'" Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to talk, just go through a little study here on false witnesses. There's many voices in this age, and there's many accusations being made on in support of this or against this, and everybody's got a voice of, "Well, I saw this, and I saw this." Many, many different witnesses in this day, but as we can see back in the time of David and against Jesus, the only tool that the devil can use is a false witness.
Amen. Well, that's good.
Nothing that the devil can say, if it were true, would lend him any help. See, the truth is on the side of the right.
Amen.
Anything that's true is going to speak against the devil.
Amen.
So what the devil will always use is he'll take something and his only power is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take something that looks good, and he'll take something that's close to the true, but he'll change it. And in that lie, that's the way he works. And that's the only way that they went and crucified Jesus was on a false witness. And we have the Word of God here with us today, just like they had Jesus then. It's the same life. It's the same Word.
Amen.
Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
And Satan is still trying to kill that Word using a false witness that says, you know, he'll speak against God. He'll say, God's not mindful of you. These things aren't true. He'll say, you know, that's for another day. All these things. He'll speak against God. He'll speak against you. He'll say, it's not for you. Or another false witness doesn't even have to discount the truth of it all, but can just say, you know, this lukewarm way of living, this Laodicean way of living, say, that's enough. Well, that's a false witness.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost came to take us back to that life that was given on Pentecost.
Amen.
That we can be a living church filled with the power of God.
Amen.
You know, walking, and there should be signs and wonders and miracles. His life is still the same. And any voice that says otherwise, that's a false witness. That's just there to try to kill that life of God that's with you today. So we'll just go through here a little study. I've got a lot of scriptures, so if they want to put them on the board, and if you want to follow or if you want to watch the board, whatever's you prefer. But John chapter 8, 26, we'll go through here. Verse 26, Jesus speaking here says, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Jesus was the true witness. There was all these different voices in his day. The Pharisees said one thing and the Sadducees said one thing, but Jesus was the true witness in that day. And 27, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak those things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said the Jews to said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, here we go, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. It's not just enough to see the truth once. Say, that's the truth. Many have seen, but then they'll leave it. But if you see that truth, continue in it.
Amen.
You know? Because verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
So for every bit of lie that the devil has, every false witness that will stand against this truth that we have and that we believe,
amen, brother.
His word will set us free from all that. His truth will set us free from all that.
Amen.
If you just, you know, when Jesus, they falsely accused him, he didn't answer a word. See, he knew who he was. He knew that was false. He knew he was the truth. And he just stayed in that truth.
Amen.
We don't have to answer the lies of the devil. We don't have to debate with the devil. Our salvation is not by intellect, it's by faith.
Amen.
See? The truth will make you free.
Amen.
Every lie is there to put you in bondage to one thing or another. Sin is bondage.
Amen.
So the lie that You know, on one side, you'll have a life of sin, you'll be in bondage to sin. The other side, you'll have this legalistic spirit of, religious spirit. All those lies will put you in bondage, but the real truth will set you free, because the truth looks to Jesus, looks to what he has done, and says, when God sees me, he sees that life of Jesus. See, there's freedom there. We have liberty in Christ Jesus. But going down to verse 44, we can see the other side. It says, Jesus keeps going, you're of your father the devil. There's also this other spirit. It's always been here. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. So the enemy that we have, his primary characteristic is he's a liar. So you want to know your enemy anytime you're in a battle? You want to be able to prepare against the tactics? Well, the characteristic that you can see of the enemy is that he's a liar. And so we need to watch and be ready, ready to discern between the truth and the lies, because the truth will set us free and the lies will put us into bondage. But going through the Gospels here, if we turn to Mark 13, I like to read a lot of scriptures because my words will fail, but his won't. So if we just look on this with faith, whatever you have need of today, the Lord's mindful of that.
Amen.
You just lift that to him. See, his word will set you free, but it'll also heal you. It says he sent his word and healed the people. So whatever, if it's spiritually, even physically, financially, whatever it is, his word, if you can receive it by faith, it'll answer that. If you just pull on him, I don't even have to know about it. It's not about me, but it's just about him. He can speak right to your needs. So just hold it in faith before him. Mark 13, and we'll go to verse 21. And we'll look at this this promise that we have here. It says, and then shall men say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there. Believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. See, there's all these different spirits, some of them real worldly, some of them real religious, but they're all trying to point you away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ, from the simplicity of the gospel, that if you'll just look on him, you'll live. Just like back in the days of the children of Israel, when that brass serpent was held up on the pole, the gospel was real simple. There were snakes throughout the land. People were getting bitten, dying, just like it is today. There's all these different things that'll poison your life. But the gospel is real simple. If you look, you'll live.
Amen.
Just look to him. Plants, they'll always turn to track the sun. If you watch a sunflower or something, as the sun goes through the day, they'll turn and they'll always just keep looking to the sun. And if we'll just keep looking to the Son of God, we'll receive that life from him.
Amen.
And we will overcome. Because it says, if it were possible, these lies would deceive the elect, but it's not possible.
Amen.
But at the same time, go on to verse 23, it says, but take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. So even though it's impossible for the elect to be deceived, the Lord still says, take heed, be discerning. Don't just take everything at face value. Don't just receive everything as truth. But Jesus said we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Amen.
So knowing that the devil is a liar, and knowing that that's how he killed the word of God in Jesus' day, was through a lie, we ought to be very careful and take heed to see, prove the spirits.
Amen.
In Acts, it talks about those. We'll just put it up, Acts 17:11. We'll read it. It talks about those that went back. Acts 17:11. talking about the Bereans there, a familiar scripture. And it says, these were more noble than they at Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. And that's how we can test to see, is it true? Is it a lie? Is it of God? Is it of the liar, the devil? Is search the scriptures. Take it all back to the Bible. There's no discontinuity in the Bible. There's no contradiction. But if it's put together by the Spirit of God, it'll all flow and it'll all point to Jesus Christ. And so the things that we believe, don't just believe them because somebody says them and they sound good. Don't just believe them because the preacher says them, or even if you read one verse and you get an idea, or you hear one quote, well, search the scriptures and make sure it runs from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
Make sure that it runs with the continuity of the word.
Amen.
We'll keep going here through the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. You love the word?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's life to you.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Amen.
See, you've got to know your battle. A lot of people think that the battlefront is these carnal things. If you just keep your heart right, if you just keep in the word, keep in his truth, you watch all the physical things will line up.
Amen.
Your body will line up. Your healing will come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Maybe not how you expect it, but one way or another,
Amen.
Lord's his word can't fail.
Hallelujah. Praise
See,
the Lord.
Amen. All these things of modesty and conduct and the way you should act, if you really stay in there and you keep looking at the word, not at these deceiving spirits that say, oh, this and that, but if you really keep looking at Jesus, it says he's the truth. That truth will set you free, and it'll let you walk just the same life
Amen.
That he lived. You'll dress right. You'll act right.
Amen.
You won't have to worry about all these things, but just as David said, order my steps in your word.
Amen.
That's what he wants to do for us today.
Amen.
So let's keep going here. In Corinthians, it says, we don't war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. So even our imaginations there,
yes, sir.
We're just to cast that down.
Yes, sir, brother.
The devil will work through lies, and he'll have your imaginations. You'll be all caught up in this, and it's not even true. He works through lying imaginations.
Yes, sir.
But we can cast those
Amen.
Things down and cast down every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
We can bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Hallelujah.
See? He says, take heed. There's all these deceiving spirits. There's all these false witnesses. But if you just stay in the Bible, if you just bring every thought into captivity
Amen.
To the obedience of Christ, those lies are ineffective against you. The only power that a lie has is when somebody will believe it. A lie is powerless until somebody accepts it. But then, look at all the trouble it can cause. This deception. Moving on into 1 Thessalonians 5.
Hallelujah.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21 and 22 tells us to prove all things.
Amen.
To hold fast to that which is good. See, some people take the first part of that and they prove all things, but they end up just throwing everything out. But there is good out there. There is truth. It's easy to shoot everything down and say, oh, it's all false. You know, I can pick a hole in this and pick a hole in that. But when you're proving, when you're discerning, hold fast to that which is good.
Amen.
The word of God is good. The promises of God are
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Hold fast to that.
Amen. Glory, Lord.
He says abstain from all appearance of evil. if you have a question, just leave it alone.
Amen.
Just stay away from anything that looks like it might be bad. Just stay close to Him. And if you err on one side, He'll show you. Just keep walking with Him.
Amen.
He'll keep you on track.
Good, brother. Amen.
Amen. See, this runs all through the Bible. Going on to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll read from 1. We're going to read here. Let's start in verse 1. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye should not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ was at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition."
Amen.
See, all these lies are out there. The Lord allows them for a reason. That's part of His plan. See, there has to be this falling away. Remember the parable that Jesus says that the sower went and sowed good seed, but the devil came, the sower of lies, he sowed all this bad seed. And so you've got a mixed crop. You've got sons of God growing up, and you've got sons of these lies coming up.
Amen.
It's all growing up together. And so this falling away, see, when they went through the harvest, first there was this binding of the tares together. I believe that's the time we're in now. All these different groups will gather together under a lie, this lie or that lie.
Amen, brother.
You know? But just stay with the Word, and you'll escape all of that.
Amen.
See,
Lord,
the elect can't be deceived.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
But take heed. Watch. It says, this son of perdition, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. See, it looks just like the true worship. It's so close. It looks like the truth, but it's not. It says, "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things." It's no surprise. Verse 6, And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we have a promise that though there's this wicked lie going on the one side, on the other side, the Lord will consume that with the spirit of his mouth. His truth will set you free.
Amen.
And the brightness of his coming, I believe that we're already starting to see the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
You know, we've heard this, it is the rising of the sun. We know that we've been through a dark night, all this, the time of the church ages, but we're coming to that morning. And we're coming into that time when we're looking for the manifestations of the sons of God. The whole creation's groaning for that. We're coming into that where, see, right now, there's all this deceptive time, and oh, is this the truth? Is that the truth? All these lies. But when that seed, we're seeing the tares be gathered together, but when that true seed really puts forth, Satan couldn't handle one Son of God, Jesus Christ, on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Look how that turned up. When that crop comes into full maturity, those lies won't stand, because it'll be so clear, this is the life of Christ.
Amen.
Once we come into that full adoption of sons,
yes, sir,
and I believe we're so close.
Amen.
It's not something to put off,
amen,
you know, decades in the future, but right now you can walk with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a lie of the devil that's some far-off thing that you can't attain.
Amen.
That's what he died for, is that you and him could be so close and have that fellowship together. It's not just for Brother Branham or for Jesus, but it's for each one of us, that we could be so sensitive to his leading that every step we take would just be perfectly in his will. And it might not look like that. It talks about the sons of God, and just looks like they're blown. They're like the wind. Nobody can tell where they're coming and going.
Amen.
But if you can look through heaven's eyes, you see he's leading you.
Amen.
In the little things, just like David and the lion and the bear before Goliath, see he's leading you in the little things so that when that time comes, you'll be ready.
Amen.
We have promises.
Amen.
Don't fall for the lies of the devil that says, oh, just you'll get caught up in the rest of this Laodicean age. Just go to church a couple times a week and read your Bible a couple times. And that's all there is for you, really. So just go and try to live a good life. Try to get some money together and some happiness together. You were made for more than that.
Amen.
You were made to reflect the light of the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. You're made to glorify him.
Amen.
And he's glorified when we just surrender to him.
Amen.
It's not in what we can do and building ourselves up and trying to be like him, but when we just say, Lord, have your way, I surrender to you.
Amen.
That's where it's at. That's the truth of God.
Amen.
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 There's a lot in here. Amen. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because here, look here at this. He's talking about these that are getting bound up together with these lies. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. See, they had an opportunity. They saw the truth. It came across. But remember, it says, continue in my word. You've got to continue in it. They didn't receive that love of the truth. In verse 11, for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Wow.
See, if you don't receive the truth, if you won't cling, if you won't hold fast to that which is good, you'll be caught up in this.
Amen.
This delusion, this lie, this false witness. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Amen.
I don't want to fall to that.
Yes, sir. Amen. Help us, Lord Jesus.
There's a way of escape, and it's the truth.
Amen.
It says, be sober, be vigilant. Your enemy's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to just try to gobble you up, when you're sleeping, come out of your closet and gobble you up like that. The way he's trying to devour you is to get you to believe his lie.
Amen.
To get you to believe God's not mindful of you, that all this is just a hoax or a scam. It's not. It's true.
Hallelujah.
Don't be gobbled up by that lie. But just receive the love of the truth. Say, Lord, show me.
Amen.
If you just look to him,
Hallelujah.
He'll open the book to you.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to just, when you come to church, you can get fed there. You should be fed at church, but you should be fed at home too. You should
Amen.
Be looking,
it, brother,
digging
Amen.
Into it.
Hallelujah.
It's for you.
Amen.
It's your inheritance.
Amen. It's good, brother. Amen.
Amen. Verse 13, but we were bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
Amen.
He chose you to believe his truth, not to fall for this lie, but he chose you that you could be sanctified by the Spirit, that you could be clean, that you could be washed. They won't fall for these filthy lies that let you live just like the world. If the life of Christ in you, it will be manifest. It's not something you work up, but that life, it's a light that's not hid under a bushel, but it's a light that shines out the life of Christ. You can't just hide the truth in your heart and not have it shine out of you.
Amen.
Your life will show that.
Amen.
Your life will show there's something different here. There's something different from all these other just so-called Christians. But there is a truth, and it will be manifested. God has chosen you from the beginning for that. Verse 14, whereunto he called you by our gospel. This truth, the good news, is what's calling you out of all these lies to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, brethren, stand fast. See, we're not getting pushed around by all these lies, all these winds of doctrine. Just stand fast and hold to the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. See, the truth will set you free. The truth will keep you. You don't need some new doctrine, some new revelation. It's that which was from the beginning. Just hold on to that. Now the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. See, we're to be established. We're to hold fast.
Amen.
Stand fast.
Amen.
Those lies don't affect us. Just like Jesus, when he was brought up there, these lies didn't affect him.
Amen.
He was the truth, and we will be that truth.
Amen.
We're chosen for that. That's the life that's in us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2, 1 through 4.
Praise the living Lord. Hallelujah.
He is good.
Hallelujah.
It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Hold fast.
Amen.
You started out strong. You started out with the love of the truth. Don't lose that first love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just like the song says, oh, come, let us adore him. That's not just adoring some baby in a manger.
Amen.
That's how he came.
Yes, sir.
But he was more than a baby.
Amen.
He was the word that'll tell you how to walk and how to live and how to treat your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
How to forgive, how to love, how to give of yourself.
Amen.
How to sacrifice yourself for your brethren.
Amen.
See, that's the things which we've heard. Don't let them slip.
Sure,
verse 2, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Hallelujah.
Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great truth. Don't let it slip.
Sir.
Don't turn aside to these lies. Don't be distracted by these things. But we have a great salvation. It says, verse 4, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. See, that truth will be manifest. God will vindicate it. Just like on Mount Carmel, you had the truth and a lie. You had the two. They were both real spiritual, both real religious. Both looked, pretty good, naturally. But the falsehood, the prophets of Baal, they couldn't bring down any fire. They didn't have a living God. But the true God, he answers by fire.
Amen.
If you stay in the truth, you don't have to wonder, well, is this true? But if you really just walk in it, that fire of God will come down and it'll burn out everything of your life.
Amen.
That coal of fire will touch your lips so you can't speak the way you used to. You can't speak those lies.
Amen.
But that fire will come down, and it even took up the altar, the stones and everything. It took the sacrifice. That power of God is still available. It's only a lie that says there's less than that for us today.
Amen.
We're coming towards this end. We're coming into the brightness of his coming. We should have great expectations.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
So we see Jesus is the truth. He's the true witness.
Amen.
That's how he stands against the devil. But if we go to John 10, we'll see. There's a part for us too.
Hallelujah.
John 10, 37.
Hallelujah.
says, I skipped one, but this one's part of it too. See, it says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. See, he will vindicate his word.
Amen.
It's not just all intellectual thing, but he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
He will. So the one that I was looking for is Acts 1:8.
Hallelujah.
It says in Acts 1:8, this is our portion of it. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. See, Jesus is the true witness.
Amen.
But he wants you to be the true witness too. That same word that was from the beginning, that life that was in Christ, we bear that life. That's what the Holy Ghost is there for. The Holy Ghost isn't just to, make us act funny, although it might. But the Holy Ghost is there that we can hold a true witness. In this world, there's so many lies and so many uncertainties. See, the best witness of the gospel, the truth and the power of the gospel,
Amen.
Is a true Christian life.
Yes, sir, brother.
If you look at history, you know, that might not impact somebody, but your life can show the truth of the gospel. The best evidence of the resurrection is his life risen in us.
Amen.
We're part of this. And that witness in you, though it's just so small, so humble, though you don't think it's anything, that will stand against every lie of the devil. He said the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against us.
Amen.
You know? And we don't really have walled cities these days, but it was a real thing back then that they'd have these walled cities. If you could hold the gates, you control who goes out and who goes in. You can take that fortress of all these things that are trying to enter into your life. If you can hold those gates, you can make that a prison to hold all those things bound up that they can't get your life.
Amen.
See, we can control the gates of hell. We can keep everything locked up there, keep it out of our life. We have that power.
Amen.
So if the devil tries to tell you, it's such a wicked age, you know, all this dirty things of the world, you've got to let it in, there's just no way around it, that's a lie.
Amen.
We're called to be separate. We're called to be pure.
Amen.
We can lock everything behind those gates. And we can live a clean and true life.
Amen.
But our words are very important. The testimony that we speak. Matthew 12:34.
Hallelujah.
Talks about the seriousness of it all. It says, I think I got the wrong one. I think I wrote down the wrong scripture there, but it's the one where it says, you'll give account for every idle word that you speak. See? What we speak is very important.
Amen,
verse 36. Thank you, Aunt Maureen. It says, I was in Mark, that's why. All right. Let's go to Matthew 12:34.
Praise the living Lord. Hallelujah.
Matthew 12:34. It says, O generation of vipers, how can you be in evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Amen.
So if we want to have a good witness, a good testimony, we've got to let the Lord work on our heart.
Amen.
It doesn't come just from learning the right words and practicing your speech, but it just flows from the heart. That if you let God take and give you a new heart, like the song says, create in me a new heart, restore a right spirit within me, let him work on your heart, your testimony, your witness will be true. It flows directly from your heart. says in verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Amen.
So make sure your words line up with the word of God.
Amen.
See, back in this idea of a false witness goes way back to Moses and the law. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. But the other thing, you couldn't put a man to death by one false witness. That's why in Jesus' time they had to have two false witnesses. See, one false witness, there's no power in it. So until you agree with the devil, until you bear his false witness, have two false witnesses, he can't kill that power of Christ in your life.
Amen.
That true word of God.
Amen.
But just him lying off by himself does you no harm.
Amen.
Just leave it alone.
Amen.
But don't agree with him. Then he's got two. That's how I put Jesus to death.
Amen.
Make sure your heart is right. Because if you just give your heart to God, let him clean your heart, your witness will be true.
Amen.
Your words will be true.
Amen.
In the day of judgment, you look, and when those words are there, they'll match up with this.
Amen.
See, that was Brother Branham's. That was Brother Branham's confidence and his hope when he went there, and he said, "You'll be judged by your words."
Amen.
He said, "Well, will Paul be judged?" I said, "Yep." He said, "Well, I said what he said."
Amen.
So it's going to be good. Well, let's let our testimony be the same thing.
Amen.
And not just the words we speak, but the life we live. See, your witness, your testimony, it's not just what you say. You can say one thing and do another.
Amen.
But if your heart's right, your words will match, your life will match, your whole being will just be a witness that this is true.
Amen.
That's what we're here for. We're here to glorify God.
Amen.
We're here to manifest his life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Here in Revelation 3, we can bring it right down to our age. We've got the different church ages, but there in Revelation 3:14, here's for us. It says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, and for each of the church ages, it's always the same one speaking, but he shows a different attribute of himself.
Amen.
So look what he has for our age. He says, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. What he's showing himself in this age is that he is a faithful and true witness.
Amen.
See, he's going to show that to us, but he's going to show that in us. This is the Amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last.
Amen.
We're at the end of the age. And we're going to say exactly what that Alpha church said. This Omega bride, it'll bear that same witness. He's going to show this in this age that he's the faithful and the true witness. He's going to show it in us.
Amen.
Our lives will, if we just follow, if we hold fast to what's true, if we let that love of the truth just so consume us till he's all we can see,
Amen.
He'll bring that to pass in our lives.
Amen.
Don't listen to the lie of the devil that says you can't. It's for you.
Amen.
Just like Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. I don't know how I can ever end up there, but if I'll just believe it, if I'll just say, Lord, your word says, this is how it is. This is your promise. Be it unto me according to your word. He'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
Though it seems impossible.
Amen.
Instead, a virgin shall conceive. You know, sounds crazy. How could that ever be? But just faith in the word of God brought it to pass.
Amen.
And in this age, that same faith in the word of God,
Amen.
It's doing something mighty. That's what the whole creation's groaning for. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Not just in a manger someday or, you know, far off on the cross, but that same life that was in that blood is in His bride. We don't speak of ourselves. We don't get all, well, I'm the manifestation of this age. I'm bride, and so I'm what it's about. No, Jesus said, I don't even speak of myself. I speak of Him.
Amen.
See, He's our example in all things. He didn't go and declare Himself. It says, He was so meek. He was so gentle. I like that one in Psalms. It says, Thy gentleness has made me great.
Yes.
It's not a prideful thing, but it's just, if we can die to ourselves and if we can believe on Him,
amen,
there is something mighty going on.
Yes.
We know in Revelation 10 it talks about, well, we'll turn there. Revelation 10, verse 8, we see our part. We know John is a type of the bride. Revelation 10, verse 8, it says, And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. See, he had a love for the truth. He wanted that book. He's up in heaven, all the, you know, there must have been streets of gold and everything. He didn't say, well, maybe I can chisel out a brick and my troubles be over. He says, Give me that book. He had that love of the truth. Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up. Let it become a part of you. And it shall be in thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Verse 11, And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nation and tongues and kings. We're to be His witness in this day.
Amen.
We're to let Him just have His way and through us that He can answer all these lies. We don't debate the lies. We just let the truth shine.
Amen.
And that'll counter all the lies. How can you say there's no resurrection if your life proves that there's a resurrection? How can you debate all these things about was there a bridge? Was there a pillar of fire? If the life of the pillar of fire is in you, that answers all that.
Amen.
See, the truth sets you free from all these things that would bind you, all these questions that would turn you aside. Don't focus on the lies. Just focus on the truth.
Amen.
For every false witness of the devil, just let it go. Just keep walking. Just hold fast to that which is good.
Amen.
Have just a couple of examples here that we can speak to fight against the lies of the devil. I was going through Corinthians, and there's a lot of promises that we have in there. One of the lies that the devil will tell you is the temptation in this age is too much. Well, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Here's the answer for that.
Amen.
There's no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, there's a lie that you could fall for, but the truth will keep you. Let's keep going here. 2 Corinthians 3:18. You say, I'll always be bound by these same chains. You know, I can't overcome year after year. I'm just going to keep living the same life. But the Word of God has an answer for that.
Amen.
Verse 18, it says, But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. If His Word says I'm changed, if it says He's working on me, I'm not going to believe that lie that I'll be the same next year as I was this year.
Amen.
See, by the things we suffer, we learn obedience. just like Jesus did. He is molding us. The potter knows the clay. He knows what we need. He's changing us. As we behold the glory of the Lord, He's changing us from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. He's working on me, and He's working on you. You can say, well, I don't have anything in this life. You know, I've lost everything. Well, if we go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 10, see, just go through the Bible as the answers to all these lies.
Amen.
It says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
Amen.
If you feel like you don't have anything in this world, the Bible says we possess all things.
Amen.
See, one day there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Our inheritance is over there. He's gone to prepare a place for us over there. Don't get caught up in trying to chase all these worldly things. It says you can have nothing, but you possess all things. And it's not just natural things, houses and lands, but spiritually, though you might feel like you don't have a possession in the promised land, the Word says you do. So just like Joshua and Caleb, take your sword, go start taking those promises of God. Don't believe the lie that that's not for you. Through Christ, we can possess all things. Another lie is that we can live a halfway life. You know, half in and halfway out, that's acceptable. Here, continuing in 2 Corinthians 6, if we go to 14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? It's not just talking about who you marry or who you do business deals with, but it's talking in your own life. Don't have a mixed belief and unbelief, things of the world, things of God. We're called to be separate. We're called to be a peculiar people. Throw out the bondwoman and her son. We're called to live a true, sanctified, and holy life. Don't fall for the lie of the devil that says you have to compromise, let in the worldly music, but in the worldly images, you can live true.
Amen.
All the, you know, the harlot and all the different denominational spirits, they don't live true to Christ. They mix and take some of the world, some of the word, try to mix it together. We don't have to fall for that lie. Just stay with what's true. So we can see, I had another one here. When you say, I'm weak, I can't do it, I'm weak. Keep going through 2 Corinthians in 12, verse 9.
Hallelujah.
We've got the truth will answer that. It says in verse 9, and he said unto me, Lord speaking to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
He's no respecter of persons. But if you go to the same faith, that promise is for you.
Amen.
His strength can be made perfect in your weakness.
Yes.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest in me.
Amen.
See, he's not glorifying this flesh, but he's going to glorify his name.
Amen.
I think it's David that says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name bring glory.
Yes.
We might just look like, you know, foolish and ridiculous, but in our weakness, he's going to show himself strong.
Amen.
That he's going to overcome this wicked age, all these lies of the devil. His word and you will overcome that.
Amen.
Amen. We have you know, the devil can lie about ourselves, but he can also lie about those of us around us. Mm-hmm. Can make us try to bear witness against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Try to write one another out. But Romans 8:33 tells us not to do that.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:33 says, who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
Amen.
Careful what you say against one another. See, the devil's one false witness. He's trying to get you to join so that he'll have two to try to kill this person. But it's not on us to lay a charge to God's elect. It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 35, familiar to us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So if you see somebody that's struggling, don't join in on the lie, just count it with the truth. See, brother, sister, we're more than conquerors. This thing that you're battling, this thing that you're falling to, you can overcome that. Don't compromise with it. Don't say, well, that's okay. That's, you know, it's contrary to God's word, but if it makes you feel good. No. The word of God, the truth, is not compromise, but it's overcoming power.
Amen.
See, but these things, they don't have the power to separate us. If we'll just continue in the word, we can be overcomers. For 38 says, for I'm persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
We don't preach a book of rules, regulations. It's the love of God.
Amen.
That love of the truth, that'll conquer every lie. Continuing on in the same thought, Galatians 6, 1 and 2 talks more directly here. It says, talking about, you know, if your brother or your sister, where you might be tempted to have a false witness, say, oh, they're backslidden, you know, I guess they never had the Holy Ghost. No, that's not the spirit we should have.
Amen.
It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. See, that truth. The lie will always destroy. The lie will always kill and bind up. But the truth heals. The truth has the power to restore. So let's let our heart just be as his heart, and then our words will be as his words.
Amen.
We won't be talking against each other and picking against each other, but we could just be filled with the love of God.
Amen.
We can bear one another's burdens.
Amen.
So I'm here for you, brother. I'm here for you, sister. You know, you've fallen for this thing. That's not according to the scripture, but come and go with me. Praying for you.
Amen.
You know, prayer changes things.
Amen.
We've been taught that prayer can even change the mind of God. What a weapon that we have.
Amen.
That we can go in and intercede. The lie of the devil is that it doesn't matter if you pray. That, you know, what's going to happen is just going to happen, and might as well just, you know, enjoy the ride. Prayer changes things. That's what the Bible says. The devil's trying to destroy that weapon that we have, but we have a weapon. So, a lot of scripture here. I know I've got one to close, and then if, Uncle John maybe would like to come up.
Amen.
Let's go to the end of the book, Revelation 12, verse 7. We'll see how all this wraps up. See what happens to this liar.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not. Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Might seem like might seem like we're on the losing side and things are getting worse, the Word of God says that that dragon and his angels prevailed not. And that's not just in heaven, in your life. See, we're living in the heavenlies. We're caught up into the heavenlies. We're part of that realm. Those lies don't have to prevail in your life.
Amen.
Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And they don't have to be found in your mind. You can cast out those imaginations. You can bring those thoughts into captivity. See, the greatest battle ever fought, this war, takes place in our mind. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. See, everybody but the elect has fallen for the lie of the devil. He has deceived them all by his tongue, by his lies, by his false witness. But he's cast out. It says, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Amen.
See, he's accusing you. He's trying to get you to believe the lies that he has against you, against God, against your brother, your sister. But he's cast down.
Amen.
By the word of God, by the truth of God, he's cast down. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb,
Amen.
By the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We can overcome.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
By the word of our testimony. Let his word speak through us.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand and pray. As Uncle John maybe would come and take the service.
Amen. Praise the living Lord.
Lord, we're so thankful for your word, which sets us free, Lord, which heals us. We know, Lord, that it has to be mixed with faith of the hearers. Lord, give us faith, right, that we could receive this word to our hearts and that we wouldn't be caught up and drawn aside by all these lies, all this false witness of the devil. But, Lord, let us hold fast to that which is true. Let us receive that love of the truth that we wouldn't be caught up in the deception of this age. Lord, thank you that you've given us the truth, that you are the way, the truth, in the life, Lord.
Amen.
We want to be like you, and we believe that by your word we're changed from glory to glory into that same image. We believe that as we've borne the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. So Lord, have your way in our lives. Strengthen us, Lord. Quicken us. It takes your spirit to come down on that word and make it live. So Lord, this word, this seed that's been planted in our hearts, let your spirit just come, Lord. Sweetly as you do, let it make these words live in our lives, Lord. We're trusting in you. We give you thanks, Father. We give you praise. Forgive us of our sins and trespasses, Lord. You said if we would confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. So that's our confession, is that without you, we'd just be sinners. But Lord, by your blood, you have redeemed us. So we thank you, Father. Pray that you would just take and let these words sink into our hearts, Lord. Anywhere that I spoke them poorly, Lord, would you just straighten it all out and let your word be effective in our lives as we believe it is our salvation. Lord, thank you for Calvary, for your blood. Thank you for your spirit, that the battle is yours and not ours, and that you chose us to be a part of your plan. Protect us, Lord. Keep us. Keep your word. As we give you thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I like when someone uses the word as a weapon.
Amen.
It's a sword.
Amen.
It's a weapon. So I love that scripture. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me.
Amen.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon that cross. I know it was the blood. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back. Oh, yes. And for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. He's coming back again. 'Cause I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Amen. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of their testimony.
Hallelujah.
Maybe seat it for just one moment. Appreciate everybody coming out today, and appreciate Peter, his life, his testimony, and sincerity. And you know, there was so much truth spoken today. You know,
Amen.
So many things were spoken. So you have to absorb that.
Amen.
And you know, preaching the gospel is not just about a different style that people like, but it's about the truth.
Amen. Amen.
The truth shall set you free.
Amen.
It's about communication.
Hallelujah.
Of the truth.
Amen.
You know, when you're talking to somebody on the street about the gospel, the truth can set them free.
Amen.
See, and I really, what I could see is Peter is using the word of God to fight the enemy. And that's what we have to do. See, you can't fight the enemy with emotion. You have to fight him with truth.
Amen.
With that truth. And then when that truth lives in us, see, the enemy is already defeated.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate that. I got a lot out of that. There was a lot of things that spoke to me. And I like that. I like when the word of God is used to help us to fight the battles that we live in every day. So appreciate that. Amen. This just a little announcement. This coming Thursday, we're going to have communion and foot washing here. We have it about four times a year because Jesus said, why do we do it? He said, do this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
And Paul said, do it until he comes. We do it until he comes.
Amen.
So, you know, Brother Branham said communion was a showdown. Why is it a showdown? Communion, because if you partake unworthily, see, you're guilty of the body and blood.
Amen.
See, so when you come to communion, you have to realize, I have to be worthy. It's like Brother Brandon, we've been listening to the Hebrew series, and he talked about perfection. Let us go on to perfection. But he was right quick to tell us, we're not perfect by what we do. We're perfect through what He did for us. And we're not worthy by what we do. We're worthy because of our faith in what He did for us.
Amen.
So it's a showdown because what you're trusting in has to come to the place where you really understand. I had a sister, a precious sister, said to me, well, she was in tears. I can't take communion because I feel like I'm not in proper communion with him and I can't take communion. So that was her understanding about it. But see, that puts all of it on her and all on her works. And sometimes when we focus on what we have to do, we forget about what he did for us.
Amen.
That's why it's a showdown.
Amen.
What do you believe about it? Say, well, I just don't go because, well, I don't go because it's really, you know, that's up to you, you know, but we should partake of communion. Whether you do it in your home, whether they did it in their homes, or you do it here together. Amen. So December, this Thursday, we'll have communion and foot washing here. Next Sunday, Brother Amos is going to preach for us.
Amen.
First time. He's been praying for years about it.
Amen.
And I just felt to ask him. I said, hey, what are you going to preach for? He said, well, I've been praying. My old pastor used to push me, and the time is now.
Amen.
So we're going to be in Arizona. I wish I could be here. Please come and support Brother Amos next Sunday. And when's the bride coming? Middle of February. All right. So that's good. We'll be praying for you and her. I know it's not easy. So so this Thursday we have communion. The following Thursday, I am going to still be in Arizona, and so we're not going to have the Thursday service on January 3rd, but we'll continue that Hebrew series starting January 10th. So just so people know that on the Thursday night. I trust that everyone will have a blessed and merry Christmas.
Amen.
This week. You know, we're not big into promoting because it's such a worldly event kind of now. But I'll say this: don't forget the greatest gift,
amen,
that was ever given was a life given for others.
Amen.
Eternal life. When you live your life for others, you're staring eternity in the face.
Amen.
When you live selfishly, that's not eternal life. When you live to yourself.
Amen.
So remember, the greatest gift you can give, like Peter's saying, just get out of the way and let Jesus reach out to the dying world around us. That's the greatest gift.
Amen.
That can be given this season. Don't have to have things your way, right? Just yield. You yield a little bit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's all stand. Let's bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the service today, the message that you placed on Peter's heart, how there's so many false witnesses today. There's so much perversion of the devil. But Lord, your word tells us when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against it. And we know your word is that standard. Your Spirit and your word hovered over this empty world and created a wonderful place. And your Spirit and your word in our lives can take people who are nothing and do something wonderful again. Help us to trust in your word, Lord. Help us to feed on it, not just when we come to church, but in our private lives to meditate on your word and your plan of salvation. And Lord, help us to be ready to share the hope that's within us with someone who has no hope. For we see this world is a dark place, O God. Help us to be in this life what you want us to be. May we fight with all that's in us, the grace and faith that you've given to us. May we fight the good fight of faith. And may we use your word as a weapon against the enemy, tearing down the strongholds in our minds, O God. Chasing away, casting away all unbelief. Help us to stand for you, Lord. We believe you're coming soon, Lord. We believe you're coming soon. Bless each one this week, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He's coming soon. Let's see if we can sing that song. I don't know what number it is, Sean. He's coming. Do you believe he's coming soon?
Amen.
You know, he comes at a time you think not. I believe he's coming soon. Did you find it? That's it. In these, the closing days of time.
Amen. Yes, sir.
In these, the